advise you to get off the streets as quickly as possible. It'll soon be a war up there.
And we are, as a people, opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths.
I know for a fact.
And to secret proceedings.
Weapons of mass destruction.
I have a dream.
I take the threat very seriously.
A new world order.
Your government thanks you for your participation.
You are now listening to the world-famous Sofa King Podcast.
Please, read from sheets. I am Sofa King.
Sofa King.
Now repeat all very fast, please.
I am Sofa King.
Faster.
I am Sofa King.
No, not so fast. Loses meaning.
I am Sofa King.
You say funny things.
As you can tell by my facial expression, so excited to be here.
Mm-hmm.
Just can't hardly contain myself.
No, you're exuberant. A little sleepy.
You look just as handsome as ever.
You look
just
exuberant.
Yeah.
Exuberant. I like that. I feel exuberant.
You look exuberant.
Thank you. I feel exuberant.
You look exuberant.
Thank you.
Define exuberant.
Look at him.
He defines it.
Yeah.
Exuberant. He's the definition of exuberant.
Yeah. Exuberant.
Don't accept it unless you know that that's a compliment. I don't know.
It is. It is.
It sounds like a good thing, but I don't know.
You think it's tricky.
Excited and showing it.
Yeah. Exuberant.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then it was a proper usage because he does look exuberant.
He does.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. I could see myself right there. My finger looks huge.
It is. My butt's sore.
Mm. Yeah, I do have sausage fingers.
Yeah.
Did you guys hear about what's happening on this episode?
I heard it's not a normal episode.
That's exactly right, Brent.
Were you going to say that? Because I was just going to say that.
It's not a normal episode.
Well, people get confused and they think that it's a regular episode and it's not. That's not the thing.
Are you in on this time?
I am. Scenes that I have joined, yeah.
It's because, do you want to elaborate like what the difference is?
I can see. I mean, because we do a lot of normal episodes.
Right. Yeah.
You know, and this
like,
one.
What is a normal episode? Like where we maybe talk about
a focus topic,
an interesting person, maybe a place, something that happened in the past.
Correct.
We stay away from sports and politics usually.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Right.
What are we doing on this episode?
This one, we actually answer questions. If they're not familiar, we present questions to the listeners and then we answer those questions live.
We don't present them questions. They give us questions.
I present the single question. What is your question? I present them one question.
Mm. Yeah. What is your question?
Mm.
That's as deep as I'm going down this rabbit hole.
You're giving up. You're a fucking quitter. The only thing you don't quit is gay sex and alcohol. This is unacceptable.
Can't quit those. Yeah.
No. So,
I won't quit you.
I will say that was a good start from Brent, though, explaining the difference between this episode and a regular episode, because this isn't a regular episode.
Yeah. There's cameras on us on this episode.
That's true. It's technically a bonus episode. That's what I would call it. If I had to give it a name, I would say it's a bonus episode.
Like if you wrote a description, what would you call this show?
A bonus episode.
Okay. I like it.
Not a regular
I think that's
episode,
a good episode.
Because there's a difference.
Yeah.
I'm just going to start the regular podcast and have like regular episode one. Yeah.
It's a new year.
Regular.
You just have to let people know that in this new year, in 2019 that we're in, this is not a normal episode. We're actually giving you a bonus episode.
Right. It's our first.
Brent,
it's our first.
Brent almost freaked out.
Too bad. I was like,
it's like, what the fuck is happening right now?
This is our first bonus episode of the new year.
Yes, it is.
You could have rolled with that enough. I would have had to check my phone.
Yeah.
I'd have been like, wait a minute.
If Dave wouldn't have laughed.
Yeah.
If he'd have been like, in 2019, you'd have been like, oh shit, something happened last year. I don't remember what happened.
That's the truth, man.
In 2018, you don't remember 2018.
But like months, you could get me on a month probably if I'm slipping. Unless there's a major event like Christmas coming up, the boring months of the year that don't have a major event, like St. Paddy's Day. I don't even know what month that happens.
I have no idea.
Very easy to confuse me. I'm always aware of what month it is because of my teaching schedule. So I'm always having to look at what's happening this week and but the year, you could always get me on. Because I've been in school my entire life. I've taught in school my entire life. So to me, the year begins
in the middle of the year.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Like I have a different definition of when a year is. A year starts in August and ends in May.
That is true. I never thought of that. You've been in school. You've never not been in school.
Never not been in school.
Even when you go to prison, you're in school.
Yes, that's correct. That's correct.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yep.
I don't envy you, sir. I don't envy you. I hate school.
I don't mind school. I just don't like writing papers. Mm-hmm. I just don't like the sense of the urgency of getting home and going, I can't just fuck off and watch Netflix right now.
Right.
I have to read this shit and write this thing.
Right.
I don't like that. Yeah.
I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not going to do it.
You know what I don't like? What I'm sick of?
What?
Haters.
Haters?
Haters.
Fucking sick of haters.
Who's hating on you, Dave?
Nobody's hating on me. Just every time I get on fucking Facebook.
Oh, that's a...
It's just fucking haters.
That's your mistake.
It's just haters.
Everybody wants to hate.
And specifically...
They hate us because they ain't us.
What I'm most sick of in haters is movie haters.
Yeah.
You're fucking sick of it.
Yeah. Talking about Star Wars?
Anything. Star Wars, Justice League, the latest Thor. Like people just get on and take a shit. It's like, don't fucking go see them. Like, when did this become a thing? When did we all go spend $20 on a movie and $30 on popcorn and then just go and fucking bitch about it to
everybody?
How much
popcorn do you eat? Jesus Christ.
Popcorn's expensive.
Did you see they're going to start charging different prices based off your seat's location?
That's cool. I like that. That'll keep the riffraff out of the front right there where you don't have to look up or look down.
That's right.
Keep where your neck stays straight.
Keeps the riff opposite. Out. I think that the expensive tickets will probably be from that next section up, and that front row shit's going to be the
front row. I'm talking about like the mid row where your neck doesn't have to move, where you just look straight.
I just want the one with the bars in front of me or a wall so I can put my feet on it.
I don't care. If there's a person there, I put my feet on it. Fuck them. I hate people.
I don't know if I said it on the show, but I went to the movies to see Jumanji. And
how was that?
It's fucking funny, dude. That shit was really funny. I don't want no spoilers. I won't say too much. I liked it. It was funny. But I went to Edwards Theater and those fucking seats don't lean back.
No, not like.
And I had the first world problem. Like I was like, oh my God, these seats don't lean back. I can't finish this movie.
I don't go to Edwards anymore. We go to the one at the mall. Like that's the spot.
Oh, Pacific. Yeah. But did those seats lean back?
Yep.
We go to Maya because that's by my house.
Maya, those seats
are awesome.
Yeah.
But yeah, I could not believe it. I sat down and I was like, and the seat didn't move at all. And I was just like, we might have to leave. Like, I don't know what I'm going to do. I made it. And then it was so packed that like someone sat next to me. I don't ever have that happen.
Right.
So some dude sat next to me. And I was like,
you went on a bad day. Would you go on a Saturday?
I think it was a Saturday. Yeah.
You don't go to movies on Saturday.
Yeah, there's a line.
Sunday morning at Pacific Theaters, they got hot dog fucking popcorn deals. Good to go.
I'm all about Saturday morning. 10 o'clock in the morning, Saturday.
Early Saturday.
They have coffee at the movie theater. There's never a line. You just walk up, grab a coffee, go
it's
in.
It's not Folgers. What kind of coffee is it?
It's shitty coffee, but it's coffee.
Coffee.
And it's not like movie price coffee.
You're saying it's
not
Folgers because it's below shitty. Folgers? Or are you saying Folgers is shitty?
Shitty coffee.
Like Folgers, it's probably fucking canned coffee.
My guess is it's Farmer's Brothers coffee.
I think you're just not making it right,
that's
man. I think in a blind test, you looked at me just now like, bitch. I think in a blind test, you would fail.
I don't think so.
Dave might not.
I think I'll call it bullshit any way you make it.
What are you currently drinking? What is it right now?
Some Dunkin' Donuts, medium roast. It's good.
I think we've had this argument. There's a bunch of different Folgers for the record. I don't think you've tried them all.
I don't drink Folgers because
I will say that
coffee.
I could get six gallons of coffee.
It in a Dunkin' bag.
No, you can't. It smells different. You can smell it.
You tell me which Dunkin' one.
The best part
of
waking
shit.
Up is not waking up the Folgers in your
That's
cup.
That's true.
Which Dunkin'? What's the medium roast?
Just a medium roast. Yeah.
On you top like of it? My El Pollo Loco thing, I'm going to put Dunkin'.
Dunkin' Donuts.
I don't know. I'll buy it.
You can buy it in a little small bag.
It's one of the most popular coffees in America.
Don't get it at Dunkin' Donuts though. Their fucking coffee sucks. Like if you go to the Dunkin' Donuts. Because we just recently got some Dunkin' Donuts here in town.
Right.
And they're fucking I was like, oh, sweet. I'm going to get a coffee. Don't.
That's weird. You know what's weird to me is I was wondering the other day, they sell all the Taco Bell shit at the grocery store. Mm-hmm. You can buy Taco Bell shells, Taco Bell sauce.
Yeah, I have sauce.
Taco Bell seasoning packs. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It has to be way more expensive to try to make that shit at home for fucking sure.
No, you can make a lot of it. No, because you can buy like refried Taco Bell refried beans. You can buy... Hamburger meat, but you can season it.
I just feel like that's expensive.
You can make a fucking lot of tacos for not very much money.
I don't think so.
They actually taste better at home.
Well, it tastes better at home. I don't think it's going to taste like Taco Bell, but it's, I think it's more expensive. You just go ahead and make homemade tacos.
The fresh.
Not try to copy a fast food chain.
Fresh.
What was that?
Fresh. You know, we had, I made some sort of fake white person Mexican food the other night with beans.
Gorditas? That's not a thing. That's not a real thing.
We used refried beans, and I don't even remember what I made. I think I just made tacos, but I wanted beans for something. Yeah, and white bread and gravy. That's how I make tacos. It's white bread, hamburger gravy. But no, my girl went to the store and bought El Paso like refried beans. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what the fuck is this shit? Why you come out here with no, I want some Rosarita refried beans, you know, the classic, you know, refried beans.
I don't think I've ever had noticed a difference in refried beans.
But there's a difference. There's a
I don't ever buy refried beans either.
It's like
though.
Folgers coffee and regular coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow morning, I'm having Dunkin' Donuts coffee.
Yeah, I mean, when you open the bag and smell, it's good. Anyway, she bought those beans, though, and I was like, son of a bitch. I was like, she always buys some weird shit. Like, can't just get the normal, like, whatever I would buy, you know? And they're fucking good. Like, hey, they were good.
You remember how I was going to try to finish the double peanut butter thing without ever cutting the wrapper?
Yeah.
That night after the podcast, I got home and the wrapper was gone. I don't know why. I was like, God damn it. But I'm almost done with all that peanut butter, for the record. I don't know if any other people have contributed in the house. I don't know.
Probably.
I didn't examine.
If somebody cut the wrapper off, they're eating the peanut butter.
Yeah, that's maybe. True. Might have been bothering them.
Yeah.
Because we keep it in the same cabinet as the Folgers coffee.
Yeah.
So it might have been in the way.
Yeah. I can't believe you buy Folgers. You're like a fucking old man.
It's good, dude. I don't even know which one we have right now. Just like some kind of. I got black silk before. There's French roast. There's a bunch of different ones. Yeah. That's also the cologne that I wear.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Black silk.
Okay. You guys laugh. You have no idea. You're laughing at things you haven't tasted.
No.
Yeah.
My grandpa drank Folgers forever.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fucking garbage.
Yeah.
Just letting you know.
What year was that?
I don't know. That's when I was young. I've had Folgers.
I
haven't had it.
Somebody in my office
You think that I haven't had fucking Folgers coffee?
It might be made wrong. My mom makes shit ass coffee.
Maxwell
she puts like two
House.
Scoops in there.
Oh God.
Yeah, you got to put like five fucking scoops in there. Big ass scoops. You got to make
No, that's wrong.
No,
no. That's
what do
wrong.
You do?
You're already wrong.
What do you do?
You're already. It depends on how much water you put in.
Well, full pot. I'm talking full pot.
Full pot.
Depends on how big your pot is.
You would use 2 1/3 scoops in a full pot.
2 1/3 scoops?
1/3 cup scoops.
Or 1/3 cup scoops. Yeah.
So 2/3 cup.
I literally use some weird little thing that I used to use when I made tacos. See, I don't know how many. Your scoop versus my happening. Scoop.
Right.
I have any idea what's happening over here.
This is a spicy spaghetti noodle argument.
Okay. Yeah. Questions.
Yeah. Oh.
Which
is that what we're doing today?
Yes.
Is that why this episode is different?
That's why it's different.
No. Is there a fucking battle of coffees going on Facebook right now?
Probably is.
Someone said black silk's all the type of underwear I wear.
Okay, here's the first question. It is from Damien Fury. And the question is, if you could learn a crazy skill or ability, what would it be?
A crazy skill or ability?
I think it'd be cool to be really good at like a card magic, like street magic.
Oh, that would be legit.
Yeah, that'd be pretty badass. Like be able to pull off some David Blaine shit. There's some cool stuff that I see on YouTube that people pull off.
Hmm.
I would have to. I'd honestly have to say it's a similar answer, but it's not quite the same thing.
Is it novelty or is it like a life changing thing where I'm like, I should learn fucking Japanese so I could be a businessman?
Skill or ability?
Skill or ability?
I think being bilingual is a skill.
Yeah.
You know what I mean,
I would probably want to learn mentalism.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Like just the
Jedi
crazy,
mind trick. Yeah.
That would be an ability.
Because I've looked into it. Because I'm like, because if you look into any street magic, it's all illusions. It's all sleight of hand. It's all that stuff. And you get onto Amazon, you look into things, and there's just a million fucking books written about it. I've recently been looking for books on mentalism, and there's hardly anything published. And like whatever tricks mentalists use,
they're not sharing them.
Like, and the only, I found one that was with some old book about mentalism that got really shitty reviews. And I found one that's actually a book that's like an FBI, like psychological profiling book.
You know why? You have to sell all your shit and just show up to the guy's doorstep with a duffel bag, like Fight Club.
Right.
And you just have to stand there. And he tells you to go home and screams in your face and you just stay there.
So I'd say I have two answers. So one answer would be crazy mentalism. The other answer would be I would love to know how to like masterfully play the piano.
I was debating myself, should I have said piano right now? But I think I can learn piano. Like, we got a piano for Christmas. Santa brought the kids a piano. And
you can learn it. Yeah.
I am picking up piano way better than I thought I could.
Oh, are you really?
Yeah. Like, I'm kind of amazed.
I wish, like, wow. Going on that subject, I wish, and I've been thinking about, I wish that I had the ability to create more time.
Well, that's getting magic. I didn't know magic was on the line.
It's an ability, right?
Well, I didn't know we're talking about like heroes.
I don't know. Ability. I don't know. Like, how am I supposed to take it? Like, I can learn anything. Like,
I think it was, well, I don't know what they intended.
I can learn anything. You know what I mean? You can learn anything you want to learn.
Sure.
The ability to create. I wish I could create more time. Like, maybe I need to be better at time management.
Maybe.
I don't know. Wish I had the ability to
You just
be
switched
better
it to Tony Robbins management. From fucking X-Men. You went from X-Men to Tony Robbins in one better? Statement. Yeah.
That's better, but you know what I mean. Because I was thinking that too. Like, I have so much shit I want to do and I'm like, I can't. Like, I have a guitar sitting there that I want to learn how to play better and I can't. I have a keyboard I want to play better. Right. I can't. Like, I just don't have the time.
And it's part and to me, and no, that's to do time shit. Is definitely a factor because we had a piano at the house. I studied piano a little bit for maybe a
you gotta,
year
yeah, you gotta
when I was in college.
Yeah.
And we ended up getting my brother-in-law, they were his family was moving and they gave us their old like antique piano and we had it in the house for a couple of years and I took some lessons at the house. And so forth. And every time I get to a point where I'm not just plinking away, Mary Had a Little Lamb, and I'm starting to really kind of understand the piano and kind of get my head around it, I suddenly stare down the face of how many hours it's going to take to get good at it. And my brain instantly says, you need to spend that time writing. And I just
enjoy
fucking
it.
Stop.
I don't even feel like it's like time every, wasted.
I don't feel like it's time wasted, but in order, I mean, if I'm going to spend that much time mastering a skill, I need to spend more time mastering the skill I'm already good at that I can potentially make money at. And like, my dream is to be a novelist. And it's like, every time I think of some other thing I'd like to know how to do, I think of all the fucking thousands of hours it will take to get good at it. And I think I spend that many thousands of hours doubling down on writing, I'm just going to be that much better of a writer.
I haven't looked into this totally yet, so I don't know. But I, as looking into like learning piano, I found a thing called Howstaff. It's H-O-A. And there's an Asian guy that has like a TED talk about Howstaff. And he showed how, I get it. At first, me and my daughter were watching and I was like, well, that's dumb. That doesn't make any sense. It's just an Excel spreadsheet. But what I realized was one of us three don't read sheet music. I assume you guys don't read sheet music. I play guitar and all kinds of shit. And I don't know how to read sheet music.
I can read it.
My kids can read it, right? But they had to go and learn. And it's been hours and hours and hundreds of dollars learning how to read the music to play the piano. Mm-hmm. Well, what he did was like lay the piano keys out on the side and then place those notes appropriately where they go. It still looks like piano sheet music, but it's actually laying on the key that you would play. Mm-hmm. So you or I could just sit down and you know which one of those to press. And then you learn what key it is because you see which one you're supposed to press. There's a graphical like representation. Yeah. I guess it would be like
monkey see, monkey
tablature for guitar to piano sort of. And these people sit down and learn, you know, some crazy fucking song and they can't play anything else. They can play that song and anyone at a party would be like, God damn, Dave fucking tears it up on piano. Just fucking played that.
That's
fucking,
all you need.
Yeah.
That's all
you need. But you couldn't play another thing though, because you just wanted to learn that song. You don't want to be able to learn to play all the classics and be able to sight read music. So it focuses the effort more effectively on just what you wanted to learn. And they have like 120 books. It's called Howstaff. So I don't know, something to look at maybe. Another good thing is like, we got a piano that you can plug headphones into.
I think
so 12 o'clock at night, I'm sitting there playing piano with headphones on and no one knows the difference.
Right.
And it's mind blowing. I literally take the headphones off and go, cause I feel like everyone in the house can hear it.
Right.
It's amazing what they've done with like weighted pianos and piano samples and whatnot. It sounds just like you're playing the fucking piano.
Yeah.
It's a trip.
Well, I have a digital piano.
Right. Same thing. I just like the weighted keys though is huge for me.
Keys.
Yeah. Fancy.
Yeah, you do.
Fancy.
Yeah. Well, they're weighted and they're black.
Some of them.
Black keys. The white keys are longer on a keyboard. I never understood that.
It's true.
The white keys are longer on a keyboard. I've never understood that.
Black you think it should be every other? Because then the keyboard would be.
I'm saying the black keys should be longer than the white keys.
Right.
Oh, I see where you're going with this. Yeah. Right.
It's just overcompensation.
Yeah.
Steve Baker asks a question individually of each of us. Brad, on a scale of 1 to 10, how much do your shitty parents influence the way you raise your kids?
Probably 1, because I don't take into account. Well,
It might be like, I don't want to be that.
It's exactly that. Yeah. I was saying like on the influence, I wouldn't say that they influence me more so than they've taught me, I guess, how I don't want to be.
Sure.
So like that's pretty much like, I don't think anything that I do for my kids is from me 100%. But because I am who I am, that's from my parents. Right. You know what I mean? That was, I don't want to do what they did. I don't want to be what they are. I don't want to end up how they ended up. So, I think my influencing raising my children, I don't think there's any, but as far, because everything comes from me, but as far as why I choose to do what I do, it's a lot of.
Right.
So.
Man, are they all deep like this? I'm afraid.
No.
Brent, for example, what is the last techo free thing you ate?
Techo free?
Whiskey?
Well, that's drinking.
That's eating, last sir. Meal. That's consuming.
I literally put that shit on a sandwich. Ramen, I've been eating bad. Damn, dinner last night, I actually fucking had triple X.
Yeah, not put it on something. Cereal. Like,
I've had a run. And now I don't eat cereal.
Have a fucking Pop-Tart? Eat a fucking cookie or something?
Cookie.
There you go.
Cookie is what it is, yeah.
Oatmeal cookie?
Yeah, like today, actually. Right. Snack. Right. I was thinking like all my meals. Yeah. I was like, no, I fucking put Teco on all. I had a cranberry oatmeal walnut cookie.
Yeah, and those are good.
Yeah.
Those are the things that make whiskey taste horrible, though.
They really do.
Yeah. It's not good.
And then his question for me is, what is the last non-vegan thing you ate?
Ooh, do you remember your last meat meal?
I do remember my last. No, it wasn't a meat meal, but my last non-vegan meal was Flaming Hot Cheetos.
Oh.
It wasn't a meal. The last thing.
What was your last meat you ate then? I'm going to ask that one because that's pretty boring. That seems very vegan.
Oh, because you were probably kind of vegetarian-ish.
I was pescatarian for a year, so I just ate seafood. So I would have, the last meat I would have eaten.
Do you remember your last burger?
No.
I was going to show these gifts real
yesterday,
quick.
Yesterday, he's fake vegan.
Because we did that, remember?
Oh, yeah. No.
So,
no, we didn't. That's tomorrow.
Right.
So tomorrow.
Tomorrow we're going to talk about it. And tomorrow I'm going to remind everybody of the really funny dick joke you just made right now when you held that up.
I got it. So this is a bottle opener.
Yeah.
And it was from Adam Clark. And each of us got that. And then Jude McConkey.
Where's your really funny dick joke that I talked about
tell it right
tomorrow?
Now? Yeah. So there's these three midgets. Okay. Mm-hmm. And,
are they street midgets?
They're street midgets. They're sitting around, they're hanging out at the house. And, one of the midgets is like, you know what, man? He's like, I have really fucking small hands. And the other guy's like, yeah, you do. He's like, I bet you have the smallest hands in the world. You might be able to have the world record for the smallest hands. Guinness Book of World Records is right down the fucking street. We could go down there right now. He's like, I fucking might have the smallest feet. So the midgets are all sitting there talking. He's like, I don't know, man. Let's go down the street and see what's up. And the third midget's like, man, I hate to say it, but I might have the world's smallest dick. And so they fucking head down the street. They go to the bottom of the steps of the Guinness building. Fucking first guy with the hands runs up there. He's in there for like 10 minutes. He comes out all fucking stoked. He's got a certificate in his hands. Like, what happened? He's like, world's smallest fucking hands, man. You should go in there. So the guy with the feet fucking runs up the steps. 10 minutes later, comes back out. World's smallest feet. He's got a certificate. He's all happy. So the guy with the little dick runs up the stairs. He's fucking in there forever. It's like 30 minutes goes by. And then finally comes out. He's all fucking mad, stomping down, no certificate. He's like, what's wrong? What happened? He's all, who the fuck is Sam Culper? So Jude McConkey got us.
Well
these,
played,
yeah,
sir.
These little, these are Christmas ornaments, and they're actually made of wood cuttings. I don't know how to open this bag. It's mysterious, but
it's just
they're
a
actually
pull
made,
bag, so you just pull it open. Very simple.
I don't know.
I'm good at dick jokes. I was trying not to spend a lot of time on fucking openings. I don't know if you can see on the camera anyway, but they're actual, like, you know, it's a branch.
I can't see them on my camera.
No, I know you can't, buddy. But anyways, they're Christmas ornaments, and next year we'll be selling them.
I thought they were cock rings. Yeah. Is that what we said?
Those are solid cock rings.
Right. Okay, next question.
You guys didn't think I had a dick joke on.
No, I didn't.
I've heard impressive. That before, but that's good.
But to summon it on command, that was good.
Yeah.
Donnie Castellano says, and this is an important question.
Castellano, spell that for me.
No. What is better, pirates or ninjas?
Ninjas.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, ninjas.
Solid all, right. all the way around the world. Mint chip ice cream.
Fucking come on.
Ninjas.
Pirates.
Yeah.
Please. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, pirates are cool, but a ninja would kick a pirate's ass.
Fuck yeah. Ninjas. Yeah. Ninjas are just classic.
Yeah. Okay. Christine Purdy Dixon. Unfortunate name.
Why?
But it's got Purdy Dicks in it.
Oh, that's why. I see.
There are times when you guys fervently disagree with each other. Does that disagreement argument end after the mics are off, or does it continue after the fact? Has it ever strained your friendship?
I don't remember disagreeing. We probably just argued. We argued about coffee for fucking 20 minutes. I forgot about it already.
No, I don't think so.
Because there are times where
I couldn't stay mad if I remember, because I can't remember.
Right.
No, I think we fought off the show. We just argue about stuff. Like there's no animosity. There's nobody angry.
No,
I don't think so. I've never been angry. Even just 2 seconds after we fought about it.
Right. You guys would have to remind me if I was. Remember that time you got mad? That's how it would have to happen, because I don't remember.
I don't.
Yeah. So no.
I don't know.
We love each other.
That's right. We don't love each other, but we know.
It's always awkward when I show my affection, it doesn't come back.
Yeah. No, we love you.
Your love is not a boomerang.
We love you, Brent. We love you.
Yeah.
Joel Attenborough says, Joe Rogan and company gave up weed and beer for October.
Nope.
What would you struggle to give up for a month?
I wonder why they did that. I just don't want to do the whiskey thing, not because I'm an alcoholic, but because it's like an OCD thing. I wouldn't want to do that.
They didn't ask you anything about whiskey. It said, what would you be willing to give
that's
up?
That's what I'm saying, but I know that's where we're going with this. No, I don't want to do it. What would
you struggle to give up for a month?
Oh, struggle. Oh.
I guess it would be rough.
Clothes?
Good answer. Yeah. I like the cut of your gym.
Yeah.
Naked grocery shopping's
yeah,
rough.
Yeah.
People get weird.
You got your dick caught in a basket. Yeah, you know how they open
that's
up.
Right.
That's start
right.
calling the police and shit.
Yeah, they try to weigh your pineapples.
Yeah,
it's all bad.
I was trying to
like hold the bag in this hand. Hold the bag in this hand. I got one more bag.
I don't know.
I honestly wouldn't want to give up reading for a month.
My phone would fucking kill me.
Oh, that'd be rough for a lot of people.
Yeah. My phone, that would be fucking real rough.
I could give up my phone.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm allowed to use a laptop or something? I would just carry a laptop around. I would have a tablet or something.
It was nice. Like I said, we just went to the desert. No
right.
communication at all. It was fucking nice. Days.
We do
so
that,
is it yeah. the, is it the phone cabin. You would have a hard time giving up, or is it the interwebs?
It's really the internet, yeah. Okay. But the convenience of the phone being right there. Like I'm right. constantly checking that shit. Now I went crypto crazy, so it's like worse than normal. I check that shit constantly.
That's okay though. That's not bad.
Yeah.
I don't know. I could probably give up whatever for a month. I don't know.
No struggles.
Yeah, I don't have anything that I couldn't give up. Like you're like, oh, you're gonna take away my donuts for a month? Okay. What am I gonna do? Get
carbs,
skinny?
That's hard.
I could do it. Yeah. If it was like a fucking bed or something. Yeah. I mean, it's just I don't know. Like I
bet you can't do it, Brad.
I could. You know I can.
I bet you can't.
You know I can.
I bet you
can.
Don't
do it just because you want me to do it.
I bet me back, man.
What are we betting?
That we can't give up carbs for a month.
No, we can.
I bet you can't.
You know I can. You know how I am.
what if you had to give up mini blinds?
How would you get off? You'd be tugging on that thing.
That's a hard one.
Yeah.
You guys watch the new Chappelle?
No, I haven't.
Fuck, it's good. It's really good. The first one's really good. The second one's kind of dark and weird, but the first one's good. And he tells a story about trying to jerk off as a 45-year-old. It's really fucking funny.
What is it?
Chappelle has two new comedy specials out. Like he always does. Netflix. Well, it's not that he always does that. These are his last comedy specials. He's not doing anymore.
Oh, wow.
That's the last. He said this is the last one, but he's fucking hilarious.
Probably need to watch him right away because he won't be on the internet.
Maybe. I don't know. But he gets a little dark about why he took off and shit. It was weird. Like he talks about disappearing crying. And it's fucking, you're like, what's going on? A little bit of Me Too, fucking Hollywood allegation, kind of crazy, like blackmailing. It's weird. It's like, this isn't comedy. It's just awkward. This
is weird. that's part of comedy though.
Yeah. That first one though, man, I don't want to try to give away any punchlines because there's one that is the best though.
Yeah.
You're going to love it. It's good.
I'll watch it. I have to say, like, I love Dave Chappelle. The Chappelle Show, one of the greatest shows ever on television. Like his stand-up has never killed me though.
Dude, it's good. I'm just going to say Puncher in the Pussy. That doesn't give anything away, but that's the shit that got me.
That sounds
Puncher in the Pussy is what got me. And I was not.
Sounds like my type of comedy.
Yeah.
I'm not saying his stand-up is weak by any means, but it's like for as funny as his show is.
Right.
Yeah, but there's a difference between a skit writer and a comedian.
There definitely is. But it's like, I think of like Chris Rock. It's like his stand-up is funny as fuck. And when he does skits and other stuff, yeah, it's not quite. Because
I was actually having a conversation with some people about Seth
MacFarlane.
I do not like his acting. I don't like him in any movie. Somebody was saying something about Orville or something, and I was like, I won't watch it. Like, right. I just don't like him.
It's a little rough.
And I can tell you,
I like Family Guy.
No, I love Family Guy. Yeah. And they're like, what? They're like, how do you like Family Guy? You like the comedy? I'm like, because there's a difference between his writing comedy and things that are not portrayed by him and his comedy in the movie.
You can always hear a little Family Guy in his voice. It's hard to separate it from me.
I don't have that issue. No. I just don't like, he's not funny. Right. Like
that Western shit was fucking horrible.
No, anything I've ever seen from him, I have not liked. Family Guy, love it. Yeah, you know what I mean? It's classic. There's some of the funniest shit
that
on
Cleveland
there.
Right. Show didn't make it either though. Huh?
No, but the Cleveland show is funny too.
It was though. Funny.
Like, yeah, you watched the Cleveland show. Cleveland. It was funny. Yeah.
Is American Dad still on, or did that get the kibosh?
I don't know. They've been on forever though. Yeah. Like, but yeah, I had that argument with some people. They're like, "How do you not like him? Like, he's you don't like Family Guy?"
And I'm
like,
"No. That fool can sing just like Sinatra though.
That's great.
That's impressive.
That's awesome.
Well, I'm not talking about. I was saying something outside of acting and comedy. I'm just saying he sings.
I know. I just don't like him. He has a punchable face.
He does have a punchable face.
Robert Downey Jr.
Robert Down Syndrome Jr.
I wasn't gonna say it. That motherfucker can sing like crazy.
Yeah.
It's insane.
That's the cocaine's a hell of a drug. Mm-hmm.
Another question. This one is from Tyler Harrison Ross, a good serial killer name.
The third. And it's royal.
Tyler Harrison Ross. McGovernor.
McGovernor.
Oh. Did you just bawl like a sheep? McGovernor.
Oh, man. That's a sandwich they only sell on Capitol Hill McDonald's. Like
the McGovernor. Yeah.
McGovernor.
Britain fucking almost fluffed it out.
I dildo gunned.
Yeah. Tyler Harrison Ross McGovernor. I say. How do you, Lord McGovernor?
Lord, prestigious.
Lord McGovernor asks, this is a very prestigious question. This is a very McGovernor.
How dost thou?
It's a very McGovernor worthy question. Right. I just want to preface by the high class of this question. Leading in with McGovernor. What do you eat that makes your fart smell so bad that it will clear a room or remain in your car for the day?
My whole life, my farts didn't stink. This last year, I might have some ammo. I don't know what's going on. I'm finally old or something, but I used to be able to just pull it off. I just let it go. I was just like, nope, I'm going to be solid. No one's going to get me. I
don't have a problem most of the time, but cheese. Like if I eat beans, lactose. Like beans will make me fart, but it's just air. You know what I mean? Like there's no stink to it, but cheese will fucking,
my friend,
that one,
dude,
fucking, you rip
little,
them.
My like from seventh grade through high school, that you would have to like go leave the fucking room, open the door, turn on a fucking fan, and then like go hang out outside for a while because you couldn't fucking stand being in there. And then my whole life,
died inside of him.
Yeah, just nothing. Just like didn't
and here's the thing for me, like
I'm not healthy or something.
I'm with Brent. Like I don't like in general. I might have really loud farts if they come on, but there's no substance to them. It's like all sound and no fury. Like there's no
all sound and no fury.
It's always the silent but deadlies. Those
it's
are
like,
the ones.
And
that,
to the point that like I'm jealous. Like I'm jealous of people who could clear a room. It's like it's a power.
God damn it! Yeah, shit.
Is it back?
I fucked up. Yeah, it's restarted.
But no, I'm jealous. I'm jealous of that ability. Oh, I've always
made me cry.
Like friends of mine,
I don't cry a lot on that show.
Like friends of mine, relatives, they'll clear a room, and I'm like, fuck, that would be so cool.
I know this. Like I go to the bathroom like fucking This is the whole podcast confessional. But like, I drink that much espresso and it's 9 a.m. That's my time. 9 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah.
Luckily, someone else works with me. I'm taking off to the bathroom.
Yeah.
If I have to work by myself, like a Saturday or something, then that does not get to happen. I'm not going to lock the door and put up a shit sign. I'm like shit shy. I'm like, I don't want anyone to know I'm shitting. So I like,
Brent's funny. He closes like four doors on the way to the bathroom so that nobody knows he's in there.
It's like a quadruple airlock.
Yeah.
I have a furry costume too. That's related to something else. That's for the litter box. But if I do that, then if I fart later, then I'm like, yeah, that shit's been stewing. But normally, not a problem.
No.
Yeah.
I do what I call it.
What'd you call it? The no fury? What was it?
All sound, no fury. I do a double corker in the morning.
What's a double corker?
It's a double corker. As soon as I wake up, I walk straight to the bathroom. And I take a small poop.
Like, there's a giant man. I don't picture a small poop.
No. It is. It's very small. I wake up, and that's why it's a corker, because that's the cork.
I
go in, take a small poop,
just and then pinches
I'll,
one off.
I'll mm-hmm. feed the dogs. I'll mill about, and somewhere within 10 to 30 minutes, I have like a massive dump.
It's like when you're drunk and you piss for the first time. And then it's over. Yeah.
But the first one is the cork. And once the cork is loose, it's just like, if I have to drive somewhere, if I have to go out of town in the morning, I have to wait for the second corker, because otherwise I'm in the car and I'm screwed 30 minutes in.
I do hate that. I wish I could just go first thing in the morning, you know, take a shower, get dressed and go. But no, it's like take a shower, get dressed. And then I shit. And I'm like, God damn it. I wish I could have fucking showered.
Yeah.
I know I'm not supposed to call attention to it, but Jenna Corbett just wrote that her farts sound like drowning in brown gravy. Oh man.
That is the most foul mouthed woman.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah, she really is. God love her. Okay.
He doesn't.
No, absolutely not. So other questions. Rob Kaufman asks, why does Brad look like Morgan Freeman?
That's news to me. I have an idea.
It's the black speckles.
Yeah.
I do have
the salt and pepper beard. I do have black freckles. Yeah.
And the salt and pepper beard. So. And it's your right arm. It's just part of it, kind of.
Oh, maybe.
That's what it is, yeah.
Coy Pittman asks, if you guys weren't doing the podcast, what would you be doing?
I was building robots before I did this. Like, I would have been further down my weird robot road, probably. I don't know. Who knows, though? But I was definitely deep in the robot fucking zone when you said you want to start a podcast. I had built that voice acting crazy robot.
Yeah, like a brain and shit.
Yeah, remember I had that little robot? You could say like, look left, look right, open your mouth. Who made you? It did all that crazy shit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that thing was cool. All the parts are in there still. And then I had a wheelchair. That was the next level. I was going to dent somebody's Cadillac for sure. Mm-hmm. I had that fucking crazy ass a wheelchair that would carry a 400-pound man to the grocery store. And I was hooking the brain from a fucking little tiny robot onto that so that it would be that. And I was going to do like a Relay for Life bot or something crazy was my plan. I was going to pledge the robot and it would just follow me through object recognition.
I do the same thing I always do, probably some sort of training, some sort of music,
right?
Some sort of something, games, I don't know.
I would write more.
Yeah.
I'd probably play more video games.
Yeah.
Probably play more video games.
I don't play any video games. My son has a PlayStation 4 now, and I thought maybe I'd get pulled into the video game thing, but I don't think so.
Yeah.
Oh, he's got a PS4?
Yeah.
Was that a
it's Christmas scenario?
I think Jamie from Into the Flood, the band, one of our fans.
Uh-huh. I remember the band.
I think it was him. He messaged me on PlayStation I was on. I was actually playing Destiny 2. And I wanted to play it more.
You're burned out.
No, there's always something to do. Like, it's just crazy.
That's how I feel about video games. I can't sit there and do it, man. I feel like I'm wasting time.
I can get about an hour into a game. I can get about an hour of gaming.
Yeah, maybe.
I have to stop. That's except for Mass Effect. When a Mass Effect game comes out, I'm a complete slave to it. See, any other game, I can play about an hour.
Well, the problem like with Destiny, it's just, it doesn't end. Right. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, you play it every day. Like,
you can't reach the pinnacle of it.
Well, you can, but it's just, there's just more to do. Like, there's always something.
And for me, I honestly think that the years, and I really haven't played it a whole lot lately, but the years I played when Call of Duty was really at its peak and I would play Call of Duty all the fucking time. Like, I think it really had an impact on my video gaming because it made me kind of game in like 15, 20 minute increments. Because I would play it online, level loads, you've got right. a 15 or a 20 minute game, it ends. I would do two or three of those and I would pretty much be done gaming. Because it kind of, and it's like now I have that same time limit, even if I'm not playing.
As close as I got to gaming was I started playing Words with Friends a while back. And then now everyone probably hates me because I had like 18 games I left hanging for 4 weeks. And I went all crypto crazy instead. Mm. I built a crypto miner up there, Dave. I didn't show you, but I made a burst coin miner. Nice. It's made out of spare parts. I spent nothing. I just made it out of crazy old hard drives that were supposed to be bad. Mm-hmm. Like as far as integrity of holding an operating system, but they still have storage capacity. Mm-hmm. So I fucking just formatted them all and made like a 6 terabyte burst coin miner out of an old computer and a bunch of drives that were in buckets and shit. Put it to work. Yeah.
Nice.
We'll see what happens. Probably nothing. I'll make $20 a month off something.
Just wasted your time.
It was fun. It was an exercise of the mind. I enjoyed it.
Man. Okay.
It's fucking one
last,
air.
One just, last question. Nicole Smith Bosch asks, what are some of the most rewarding things about being a parent?
I'm a hooker. A hooker asked that?
Mm-hmm.
That's awfully
She's
deep.
She's probably pregnant.
Yeah. She just wants to know what she has to look forward to.
Right.
Dude, I think as my kids became people, like they started to develop that personality, my fucking kids crack me up constantly. Like it blows my mind how grown up my oldest daughter is. She's 14 now. And like, she came walking in from the movies last night with her friends. And I was just like, fuck, Jesus Christ. She's an adult. Like she's taller than my wife. And it just, she's so smart. She's so brilliant. And it's just so crazy to me that she's a person. And then my son cracks me up with some fucking shit on a daily basis. Like he was right in the back seat and he just like, he's so analytical and he ponders so many things. He was like, Dad, if I have a kid, I'm naming him Darwin. And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? You have a kid? What are you thinking about right now? He's like, Dad, you ever, then right, he follows that up with, you ever think about all the conversations, all the crazy conversations that you ever had with all the people you ever had them with? I mean, I don't have any, but you probably have a lot. I bet you have a lot of crazy conversations, like all the computer customers you talk to. I was like, what is this kid doing? He's 8. What is he thinking about? His brain just turning back there. And just, he just says the craziest shit. And I just, it's so cool to see them become the little person that they're going to become. Mm-hmm. You know
right,
what I mean?
Yeah. Right.
And just makes weird shit. He's got this whole book of these Pokemon things with flip down cards and shit.
Yeah. I've been at it for a whopping 19 days. But I will say that my favorite thing, and I suspect this will probably continue to be my favorite thing, is just watching, even only 19 days old, just watching him learn.
Oh yeah.
Like it's like, and I just sit there and it's like, I'll take him outside and he's just like fascinated by the breeze. And I'm like, you've never felt a fucking breeze. Like you're building neural everything pathways right now about a breeze experience. And it's like, I read books to him and obviously he doesn't read them back, but it's like, I'll hold up a picture of the book and like, the first time I did it, I mean, he was 4 days old and I hold up a picture book in front of him and he's just fucking fixated on the picture. And you can just see, I can just,
you watch the eyes.
Yeah. You're just watching the eyes stare at, and his eyebrow is furrowed and he's just staring at this picture. And I'm just like, what the fuck are you seeing? Like that is just a new thing. And even I'm just fascinated that doesn't by stop, everything dude. Being
in the drive through last
thing.
Night. My son was all, is that spelled right? And I was like, what? He's like, where it says Sunday. We're at the drive-thru at the Frosty King. And I was like, oh, that's how you spell ice cream Sunday. It's not like the day of the week. And so I was like, next, you know, we're moving on. He's like, how about LB? What does LB mean? I was like, oh, that's pounds. And it was just like, it was just like
constant
information. There was just data.
Right.
Because that restaurant is like a circus. It's just covered with shit. And he was just like, what's that? What's that? What's that? And I was just like answering the questions. And like, I play some shit on piano and then I'm sitting there watching TV and then I just fucking hear it coming out of the piano over there. And you're like, I just fucking like did that. And then you went over there and figured it out. It's just, it's so cool.
Yeah. I have split experiences right now. Cause my son's 2. So he's doing all those things that, you know, yours is doing. And my daughters are getting older now, which approaching, you know, your daughter, you know, my daughter's 11 going on 12. My other daughter's going on 9. And so they're already becoming their people, you know, they're carrying phones and, you know, doing all these things. And with my daughters, my biggest thing is, watching them, accomplish or step up. Right. You know what right. I mean? Like I watch them and I see their fear that, you know, going into something and, you know, they're emotional because, you know, my daughter has getting her little boobs now and stuff, you know, and like they're going through the yeah. phase, you know, right. And they're emotional and they're this and they're that. And I see the fear, when they're going to do something and I coach them through it, right. you know, the best that I can, you know, and give them a life lesson pretty much, you know, cause I've dealt with the same things,
right.
you know?
Right.
And, I might've handled them different, you know, which is my experience, you know, so the best I can do is hand them down that experience. And, and then to watch them face what they were afraid of and just crush it and just, right. you know, just right. do so well, you know, and just be proud. And I sent both of them a text today saying like, hey, I'm proud of you guys, right. you know, like, and then my son, I think it's the same thing. Like just listening to him, you know, go from gibber talk to like, he's just saying words right. and sentences right. and you're just like
pimp jabber. You mean pimp jabber?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. And I mean, he's just like, he copies everything, mm-hmm. you know, and, those watching those things happen. And then also just being able to, I think the best thing for me is to like see my daughters and how they're turning out and just be like, wow, like, fuck, like I was a fuckhead when I was young, right. you know what I mean? Like I was just a shit.
Right.
And, just to be able to produce these people that are going to come into this world that are going to be great people that's like, I don't even know. Like that's just amazing, you know?
Right.
So
that was me wipe my tears away.
Mm-hmm.
Pimp jabber.
That's all I got.
That's one. That's where you're quitting it.
That's the one.
El Yucateco and stuff. We didn't say it in the beginning. Kind of. It's not a normal episode, though.
No, it's not a normal episode.
We don't say it. You're confused now.
I am.
We mentioned about that question.
For a second, I even thought it was a normal episode. You know what I mean?
There was a question about Teco, so we already gave him a Teco
plan. Oh, okay.
There we go.
So, those of you who are patrons, thank you. So $10 and up that you're able to get into a group and watch us live.
Yes.
We don't do anything crazy. We don't sing and dance, but you can't see our faces. And we thank you for your patronage. Even if you just give us $1, we thank you.
Yes.
If you're not giving us anything and you don't want to, cool. We hope you enjoy the show. But if you want to, go to patreon.com/SofaKingPodcast and give us $1. And Brent always says it, you know, just giving us $1 helps. Mm-hmm. We put, I mean, almost everything back into the show.
Right.
Everything goes into merchandise, goes into advertising. So we appreciate everything you guys are doing. You're building the show.
Yeah.
We hope we give some stuff back to you, whether it be in the form of comedy or the form of our thoughts or information every once in a while, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
So pretty much it.
Yep.
Anything else?
Nope.
Nope. That's it.
All right. Well, if I, oh yes, the mics are the, not the mic, but the mouse is working. So, don't be a retard.
Watercolors. You know me. Why are you leaving? You love me. We got everything we need. Did you learn to love me? Why are you leaving? Thank you, sir. I read a lot of BS with Bill and Ian, cause something blurred the line between enemies and friends. They type a lot and babble every detail to each other, but really no one gives a fuck about your favorite color or what the hell your musical influence is. You can update your status like we get it in, but nobody is special. We all suck and win at the bottom of a bucket with a couple fucking ends. I don't tweet shit. As for your opinion, you can keep it. I live in purgatory and my mindset is deep six, hanging from the rafters, chucking fucking raffle tickets, kick it with a group of fans, and they don't ask you where to stick it. The other day somebody said that we were well acquainted, really? I told him I don't recognize you, sort of funny, ain't it? Don't take it personal, see I'm just going through a phase, and if not for Eves, I probably wouldn't even have a page. Come on, look at my page, homie, I'm so dead. They type a lot of shit on me, homie, it's cold red. I'm just a DVD with a talent and no bread, but you know me, you love me, nigga, I'm old big. Brothers be on it, they wanna get mohead. I peep it from afar, then I egg them like go kid. I'm just an ODB with a talent and no bread, but you know me, you love me, nigga, I'm old big.
Let me reiterate, I know nobody's perfect. Like your status probably states whichever way you want to word it. You're different with your knee, but if you're texting and you swerve it, you could kill somebody in traffic who probably didn't deserve it. And if you're listening, I know you're gonna disagree. Switching lanes without a signal, thinking who the fuck is he? My touchscreen app is just a purple fucking key, and you can download it for free if it was up to me. I guess I'm kind of square, I try to keep the circle small. I miss a friend or two that I should probably give a call, but I don't ever feel the need to tell the world I'm at the mall. Take a bunch of ugly pics and post them on a fucking wall. Not at all, see, I don't sit back and wonder where do y'all be. Shit, if we need to chop it up, pick up the phone and call me. Whatever time of day, I'll even answer out of slumber. Who I consider fam already got the fucking number. Come on, look at my page, homie, I'm so good. They type a lot of shit on me, homie, it's cold red. I'm just an ODB with the talent and no bread. But you know me, you love me, nigga, I'm old Greg. Brothers be on it, they wanna get moped. I peep it from afar, then I egg them like, go ahead. I'm just an ODB with the talent and no bread. But you know me, you love me, nigga, I'm old Greg.